This is Colorado Public Radio News. I'm Vic Vela. COVID-19 is hitting new records for infections and hospitalizations in Colorado. Governor Polis says 894 people are now hospitalized with the virus. That number has risen sharply in recent weeks and tops the initial record of 888 reached in mid-April. The governor is urging people to significantly limit interactions outside their home and to reconsider Thanksgiving plans.
This is an intervention. Cancel your social plans the next few weeks. Avoid interacting with others. Wear a mask. Keep your distance. Let's get through this.
At least 18 counties in Colorado have moved to the second highest of level of severity on the state dial, and that's one step away from another stay-at-home order. State health officials expect the number of deaths to rise with so many people in the hospital with COVID-19. A Commerce City school district has submitted a plan to federal officials to improve education for its English language learners. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Adams 14 came under federal Office of Civil Rights scrutiny a decade ago. Half of the district students are English language learners. Under the new plan, students will become proficient in English in 6 years. Adams 14's Tanya Lopez says teachers will also use students' native language to build academic progress.
They're valuing students' language in their culture all day. They're seeing it as an asset and not a liability, and that they are continually all day, no matter the subject area, ensuring that students are making academic progress.
The district also plans a dual language program for native English and Spanish-speaking students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
And the Denver Zoo has lost its longest-running resident. An Egyptian vulture named Jones has died due to complications from old age. The zoo says the bird was 51 years old. And you're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.